Fantastic, Jeremy. Another great episode of Mutant Pop Radio, which you can hear every week here on X-Ray, Mondays at 7 p.m. I salute you, Jeremy Schuyler. You are listening to KXRY Portland, 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and KXRWLP in Vancouver, Washington, at 99.9 FM. This is the Big City Radio Show. With me tonight is DC punk stalwart Andrew Meissner. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing very well. Long time listener, first time visitor. Thank you for having me here.
So great to have you come in. The first song we're going to play tonight is from a record that I understand is near and dear to your heart, means something to you. Is that correct?
Yes, actually. I remember buying this record at Olson's Records in Georgetown. And for the life of me, still don't know why. Maybe I had heard who this person was, but, it looked crazy, and when I put it on my parents' record player, it was even more shocking.
I do understand. Well, sound choice, Andy, and let's let it rip.
Yeah, dude.
Those were the Modettes with Dark Park Creeping. And at the top of the show, we heard TVI by the Stooges from their album Funhouse. My name is Sean. I'm here with my friend Andy. And hello again, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. A record that I've never heard before, a band that I've never heard before, 35 years into this punk rock thing, and I'm still learning.
Crazy. Well, coming from you, that's saying something. And I'm blushing over here. Let me see. Well, let's talk about how we overlapped in our nation's capital. I was there from 83 to 92, but you were there for a much longer time, right?
Well, I mean, I grew up a bit in the area, so but, you know, we are of different ages. So realizing that I'm sure we've been in the same rooms at the same times and knew the same people, you know, this is all done through the magic of computers and, you know, the interwebs.
I've heard about those things. Yeah, one show we were both at, I guess, was Galaxy 500 at the 930 Club.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. So a band that I had not ever heard of before I had gone, actually.
Yeah,
so
I
had no idea that they were a big deal.
That was a pretty fun show, and it was easy to get close to the stage, and I'm sure I saw you that night.
Yeah, well, my big faux pas was talking to them afterwards and completely not knowing that they did some Velvet Underground cover, and saying that was awesome. You did this cover from this other band that had covered it, and they looked at me somewhat quizzically and were like, "Well, you know, that's a Velvet Underground." And you know, I just kind of blushed and slunk away.
And yeah, that was how I knew damn well that I was also at that show. Anyway, you picked out the next song. What do we got coming up?
Oh, this would be one of my favorite beloved bands, The Fall. A cassette tape that I had received from my college-age sister, probably in 1982 or 83. And it was just so interesting and surprising, and a band that I still swoon over to this day, as you hear right now, in fact.
Well, it's a good choice, so let's let it spin.
Take it all. Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails, rums, and fun. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Restaurant. Support for X-Ray FM comes from Black Book Guitars, an independent local guitar shop specializing in vintage, rare, and timeless instruments. Black Book Guitars is always buying, selling, and trading. Located in the historic Mississippi Avenue District and online at blackbookguitars.com.
White noise.
This is the Big City Radio Show on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. We just heard Gang of Four perform Ether. Before them, Romeo Void did Chinatown. Talking Heads did The Big Country. Runaways played Queens of Noise. And at the top of the block, The Fall, from their immortal 10-inch record called Slates, performed An Older Lover.
My name is...
Go on.
An Older Lover, ETC. I believe, which is one thing that I always only see when I look at the record. And I'm like, is that supposed to be there or not, or part of Mark Smith's crazy squiggle graphic arts concept?
Yeah, all sorts of strange fragments with that band. It's peculiar. It'll keep you on your toes. It'll keep you referencing the Annotated Fall website, stuff like that. My guest tonight is Andy Meissner. He and I overlapped in our nation's capital, enjoyed a lot of the same punk rock bands.
And now are both finding ourselves in Portland.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon.
Even though you've been here for quite a few years before I arrived.
Yeah, I've been here about 25 years. How long have you been here?
Only five. So oh, wow. Just, yeah.
That's a good stretch.
Wet behind the ears.
You're an old-timer. Yeah. You're a veteran. So you've got a couple more songs coming right up for us, don't you?
Correct, actually. I have... had this next thing worming in my brain because last week I went and saw a band called Conditioner at Turn, 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 and they really, really reminded me of James Chance and Contortions.
Wow.
And it's just been something I couldn't get out of my head, and I would really advise you to see Conditioner and to listen to James Chance.
Fair enough. Well, let's do just that. We'll be right back.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Morrell Inc., offering commercial printing, direct mail, and promotional products. Morrell Inc. is a union shop with 30 employees in Northeast Portland. To find out more online, visit morrellinc.biz. Morrell Inc. Ink on anything, mail anywhere.
Wow, that was quite a track.
Yes, Government Issue from 1984. We had played that because I had a last-minute coordination with Sean because John Stab passed away a year ago yesterday, and so we felt this would be a good time to put on a GI song, a critically undervalued band in the pantheon of New York. American hardcore scene.
Yeah, fantastic. I saw him a couple times. I guess once was at that. You remember that church up at 14th and Irving? Did they call it
St. Stephen's?
Yeah,
I believe St. Stephen's Church. Yeah, I mean I'd seen them many, many times. They're excellent. I was friends with Jay Robbins, they're around for a long time. They had many incarnations. And John was just a really sweet, genuine, gentle soul.
Yeah. Fantastic track. Well chosen. Thanks, man. Before them, we heard Young Marble Giants perform N.I.T.A. Prior to them, The Birthday Party doing Nick the Stripper. And, you know, when I think of the 930 Club, I think of Nick the Stripper because that was their VJs were always playing that video. You'd always look up and see Nick Cave in a diaper and this Lord of the Flies thing going on.
Yeah, the 930 Club that we both refer to is the original one in the Atlantic Building.
Yeah.
there is a new one that I've been told is, you know, the best thing since sliced bread, but I just can't accept that.
No, it can't have half the smell, for one thing. Before The Birthday Party, we heard another of Andy's selections, Live Skull performing I Was Wrong. Anything to say about that number?
No, just one of the lesser-known New York noise bands that would have come up at the same time as Sonic Youth and the Swans. And just don't, they exist only on vinyl, a couple of Homestead LPs, but Thalia, the singer and bassist, is still doing wonderful musical things around the globe.
Yeah, yeah. She went on to, Come was one of her bands, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, very good records. Yeah, very talented person. I'm glad she persists. Okay, well, we've got a few minutes left. We're going to start to play it out before Carlos comes in with Blind Dates with Morning Remorse. And he's got a bucket load of records, as usual. But we're going to play it out with a little 9353.
Another incredible band from the D.C. area that was really kind of given the short end of the stick.
Yeah, just great musicians, great graphic design, and they papered the town in a very special way. Their flyers and posters were everywhere, and I think Bruce, the leader of that gang, is still a little scared that maybe the law might come down on him.
Perhaps. You know, wheat paste does not come off easily. they were impeccably done and just, you know, would arrive overnight and, you know, floor to ceiling, wall to wall. Sometimes a little shocking,
yeah.
Actually.
Indeed. Well, they made our nation's capital a beautiful place. So let's hear some 9353. Oh, thank you again, Andy Meissner, for coming on the show.
Okay, cheers. Thank you, Sean.
Enlightening us. And have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Monday on the Big City Radio Show here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. Here is 9353.